This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and I welcome you to Country with Rita. We begin today with a real favourite of mine called Jackson by June and Johnny Cash. Both June and Johnny had their own careers in singing before they got together, June with her mother and sisters, and John mostly solo work. They were both previously married. In fact, June married twice before marrying Johnny. In July 1956, Johnny Cash made his debut on the Grand Ole Opry stage, and singer Carl Smith welcomed Cash to the show. But it was a backstage introduction that would make the biggest impact on Cash, and that was to Smith's wife, June Carter. Though they remained circumspect throughout their lives about precisely when and how they got together, Cash did propose to Carter on stage in front of a crowd of 7,000 in 1968. They married just a few weeks later, and I believe they were married for about 35 years before they respectively died. Before the song became a famous duet between Johnny and June, it was originally performed by Billy Ed Wheeler, who wrote and recorded it in 1963. Songs about a married couple who married in the heat of passion, didn't we all? They're fallen out of love and taunt each other with what they're going to do when the man runs away to the big city. And she taunts him with what she's going to be doing while he's in the big city, and he may be embarrassed with what actually happens to him.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talking man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat. 'Cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But they laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony cake. They'll lead you around town like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man.
Well, now we got mad in a fever, harder than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about.
This one's a real oldie by Gene Autry called Mule Train. Orvin Grover Autry, known by most as Gene Autry, was born in 1907 in Texas, USA. He went on to become a singer, songwriter, actor, musician and rodeo performer and became known as the singing cowboy. Gene appeared in 93 movies, became the straight shooting hero honest and true, influenced every little boy who wanted to be just like him. His songwriting was endless, with him writing over 200 songs, including Here Comes Santa Claus, to his theme song, Back in the Saddle Again. He was a great businessman. He retired from acting in the early 1960s and became a multi-millionaire from his investments in hotels, real estate, radio station, and his love of Californian Angels professional baseball team. The song Mule Train is from his movie of the same name by Columbia Pictures in 1950. Gene sings this as he and other cowboys accompany a mule train to its destination.
Clear the way here, boys, because that mule's out again, and here he comes, Mule Train! Mule train, mule train, clippity-clopping over hill and plain. Seems as how they never stop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's a plug of chaw in the backer for a rancher in Corona, a guitar for a cowboy way out in Arizona, a dress of calico for the pretty Navajo. Get along, mule! Get along there, boy, get along! Mule train, mule train, clippity-clopping along the mountain range. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's some cotton thread and needles for the folks away out yonder, a shovel for a miner who left his home to wander, some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hills. Get along, mule! Get along there, boy! Mule train, clippity-clopping through the wind and rain. They'll be going till they drop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's a letter full of sadness, it's black around the border, a pair of boots for someone who had a maid to order, a Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get along, no! Get along there, Patrick! Heading for town now.
This next one is by Tom T. Hall, and it's called Old Dogs and Children and Watermelon Wine. Hall was born in Kentucky in 1936. As a teenager, he organized a band called Kentucky Travelers, and they performed before movies for a traveling theater. During a stint in the Army, Hall performed over the Armed Forces radio network and wrote comic songs about the Army experiences. Hall's big songwriting break came in 1963 when country singer Jimmy Newman recorded his song DJ for a Day. Hall has been nicknamed the Storyteller, and he has written songs for dozens of country stars like Harper Valley PTA and the year Clayton Delaney died. Also, he did some children's songs including Sneaky Snake and I Care. Old Dogs, Children and Watermelon Wine was written and recorded by Tom and released in 1972. The song's a true account of Hall's experiences at a convention where he had a conversation with an old porter at a hotel. The porter told him about his life and finished off by saying that the only worthwhile things are the three listed in the song's title. I agree with the old dogs and the children, but I have yet to taste watermelon wine.
How old do you think I am, he said. I said, well, I didn't know. He said, I turned 65 about 11 months ago. I was sitting in Miami, pouring blended whiskey down, when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone around except this old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down and opened up his mind on old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Ever had a drink of watermelon wine? He asked. He told me all about it, though I didn't answer back. Ain't but three things in this world that's worth a solitary dime, but old dogs and children and watermelon wine. He said women think about themselves when menfolk ain't around, and friends are hard to find when they discover that you're down. He said I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you even when you make mistakes. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate. When he moved away, I found my pen and copied down that line about old dogs and children and watermelon wine. I had to catch a plane up to Atlanta that next day. As I left for my room, I saw him picking up my change. That night I dreamed in peaceful sleep of shady summertime, of old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
You're tuned in to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and you're listening to Country with Rita. Johnny Horton's going to sing our next song called North to Alaska. He was born in 1925 and grew up in Texas. John became an American country music honky-tonk and rockabilly singer and musician during the 1950s and early 60s. He's best known for his saga songs that became international hits, beginning with the 1959 single The Battle of New Orleans, followed by Sink the Bismarck and North to Alaska. Apparently Johnny had claimed he was a spiritualist, and he had foreseen his death many times, telling his friends that his time was short. He also claimed it would be a violent death, which unfortunately came true in 1962. A drunk driver hit his car head-on and he died on the way to hospital. He had only just recorded North to Alaska and never ever saw how popular it would be. North to Alaska is the opening theme song to the movie of the same name, starring John Wayne. The song is a bit sentimental, with the realisation that money is not everything and having something special in your life is more important. He says he'd trade all the gold in the ground to be able to marry his love.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
North to Alaska. I go north for Russia's home. North to Alaska. I go north for Russia's home.
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north,
to Alaska,
way up north,
to Alaska.
North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on.
George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome.
Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
This next one's by a very gentle person called Glenn Campbell. Very humble man, from of what I understand. And he's going to sing Try a Little Kindness. Apparently Glenn Campbell always felt a divine touch on his life, as if he was given a gift he didn't really earn, but he was allowed to use it to make people happy and forget their worries for a time. He was born in 1936, the 12th child and 7th son of very poor sharecroppers. When he was a toddler, he drowned in the river near their home. His lips were blue when he was pulled from the river, and those who rescued him believed he had gone. Miraculously, he lived after his brother resuscitated him, and Glenn always believed that it was because of his gift. It wasn't long after this that Glenn's father recognized his talent and bought him a $5 guitar at the age of 4. He quickly showed himself to be a prodigy under the tutelage of his uncle, and it was clear Glenn had a very special talent. The skills enabled him to break the poverty cycle as he began to earn a living with his guitar as a teenager. His song is encouraging us to be kind and watch out for each other. Amazing guitar playing by Glenn in the break. Good to listen to.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed, and if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Just shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded street.
helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show kindness. Yes, shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded street. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded street.
We're coming to my last song for today, and I hope you have enjoyed my program and renewed some old memories. If you would like to hear a very special country song, just give us a call on Radio Kidnappers on 87 88 710, and I'll be back at the same time next week. This one's by The Browns, and it's called The Old Lamplighter. The Browns were an American family singing group from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and it was made up of Jim Ed Brown and his sisters Maxine and Bonnie. They all sang individually until 1954, when Maxine and Jim signed a record contract as a singing duo. 18-year-old Bonnie joined them in 1955. And the following year, they were signed by Chet Atkins, a record producer. The family trio recorded several songs that met with only modest success until 1959, when their 45 RPM folk song called The Three Bells became a hit. I really love that song as well. The Browns followed up the success of The Three Bells with Scarlet Ribbons and The Old Lamplighter, recordings that also did very well on both pop, country and music charts. The Browns toured Europe extensively and recorded further moderate success on the country music chart in 1963. The Old Lamplighter was written and published in 1946 and originally performed by Kay Kaiser and his orchestra. The lyrics make the lamplighter's job sound sentimental as they walk city streets at dusk, turning on the gas-powered streetlights and turn them off again at dawn. But I'm thinking that it would have been pretty miserable in the winter. Take care of each other and keep safe.
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago, his snowy hair was so much whiter beneath the candle glow. The old lamplighter of long, long ago, you'd hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile would hide a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of love. Now if you look up in the sky, you'll understand the reason why the little stars at night are all aglow. He turns them on when night is here, he turns them off when dawn is near. The little man we loved of long ago, he
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.